Bruce, I want to tell you about the best new software platform to hit the industry. It's called DGI Apparel. It was built by a group of really, 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 really smart MIT engineers with a background in screen printing. DGI allows you to connect your accounts with Sanmar, Alpha, SNS, and more to compare prices, inventory, and shipping across every apparel supplier on one website. You can even buy like AS Color on there. The average shop spends 2 hours purchasing every day, and DGI will cut that time in half. So ask yourself, what would I do with an extra hour every day? And what's actually interesting is DGI Apparel doesn't have promo codes because it's free and it's always going to be free for shops to use. That's right. It costs them zero. And if you're not already using DGI, you're wasting your own time and money. Sign up today, dgiapparel.com. Join the 1,500 other shops that are saving time and money on their purchasing. These guys are a hoot. I can't say enough good things about them. So thanks so much, Ian and the team at DGI Apparel. Go tell them that we sent you. Bruce, do you need a solution to improve efficiency and reduce costs in your art department? GraphicSource offers industry-leading outsource options for your shop by truly becoming a part of your team. They plug and play with Printavo and other shop management softwares. And so if it comes to SEPs, mockups, creative art, order management, embroidery, digitizing, back office admin, and customer service, there's no better company in our industry to work with. They have a proven track record of success. We have 6 full-time GraphXers at Campus Inc. Hit them up, ask for Nick Wood or Lucas. Use the code PRINTAVOPOD24. You'll get 50% off your first vector, SEP, or embroidery order. If you're not already using GraphX, you're missing the boat. Check them out.
Steven's been spending hours cleaning dirty screens, but guess what, Farag? That is a thing of the past because EasyWay screen printing and screen cleaning chemicals have innovative formulas that are designed to work quickly and effectively. So you can spend less time cleaning and more time creating. You are welcome. Plus, EasyWay is passionate about empowering printers of all skill levels. They've got a great team. So another great partner to have in your business's growth. They offer helpful resources and expert advice to help you succeed in printing. They work with tons of distributors, so you could be able to use their products and buy them from your
Make sure you subscribe to their emails. They just put out a guide to EasyWay chemicals. It's an EasyWay starter kit bundle, and I usually maybe don't read a bunch of emails, but this thing was awesome. I sent it to all my employees and it was super cool. So their new brand and marketing.
I'll put it in the description. That's great.
Yeah, we'll have to get the link of it. I'll send it your way. Sweet. Bruce, have you heard of multicraft_daddy? I think he's well over 1,000 followers. And if you need ink supplies or a daddy, Multicraft screen printing and digital supplies for over 50 years has been providing you with top brands at competitive prices. If you mention the Printavo podcast, you'll receive an extra 10% off your first order. They have partnered up with PMI Tape and they give away supplies on every episode. All you have to do is go to Instagram, type in multicraft_daddy, shoot Dave a DM, and he'll enter you in for a drawing. PMI Tape's coming out with a bunch of new stuff. They're an incredible company. Dave's an incredible guy. He's putting out some really good content. We're really proud of him. So thanks so much, Multicraft, for being a great supporter of the podcast.
All right, let's jump on in. Is that what people learn on now? Is Catspit and Ryan's videos? Or are there updated videos? You know, like
I still talk to some people that still watch some of those that are kind of like up and coming. Like I just, I'm selling some stuff to somebody that's just starting and they were looking there. But they're also watching like Lee Stewart and, you know, some of the other guys that are newer.
I mean, look, those videos are, I feel like our whole generation used those and they're incredible. But my guess is that there are newer ones that are better, you know, resolution or like high eye definition that weren't on VHS and converted to YouTube.
I think Ryan should stick with this new hair thing and go green and re-record all of them
for Ryan.
If we sell out of if we sell out at Print Hustlers, he should do that. He should do a whole series of him with green hair.
Oh my 100%. Gosh, I'm down.
Is that the agreement?
Yeah. Yes.
I think that's that was the agreement for you being on. Yeah. Okay. Perfect, Ryan. I know you listen every episode. Can't wait for your green hair.
Lime green.
Print Hustlers is coming up very shortly. How many Print Hustlers have you been? Tell us about your Print Hustlers experience.
This is our third time. The first was Fort Worth.
Yep. And then Newport last year. So sadly, mm-hmm. we never made it to a Chicago one, but we started at some point and it's awesome.
It was, yeah. Texas was the first time where we actually like could get away. So it was like a new world. Like it was so amazing.
What? Okay. Talk to us about that experience, and maybe shops that are listening to this have never been to a Print Hustlers before. Tell us about your Print Hustlers journey.
It's interesting because we have like the screen printer founder point of view, and then I'm more on like the sales side, more marketing side. So we have two perspectives.
You know, I've been going to Impressions for a long time. I've been going to like some different panels and things like that. So I'd experienced some of that. But when I went to the Print Hustlers that first year in Fort Worth, I was like, holy cow, this is like another level, like especially like the production value. So like props on everyone that is behind the scenes on that, because you walked into like that studio and you were just like, this is real. This is like a serious thing. Like we're doing this, you know? And so it was just a really cool experience. And I did not anticipate learning as much as we did. Like that was the point, but I was super surprised on how much we took away. And
how did you like convince yourself to go there? Was it like something you saw? Was it?
It was probably a little bit of like FOMO, you know, like I started kind of connecting with more folks online. And
where did you first hear about it?
Shirt Show for sure. So like, you know, the Shirt Show dudes talking about it and
the
like,
second best podcast in the industry. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
totally. Sure. So like I heard about it there and started to just get FOMO, and like I'd met, you know, started to meet some people at Impressions. I was like, yeah, we have to go, especially when I started putting in like, you know, it's really a knowledge based event and you're going there for growth and these like real networking opportunities where people here are really trying to like elevate like their business to the next level. And so I just thought, I was like, yeah, it's time to go to this thing. And she was new to the industry at the time. So I was like, you should come too. Mm-hmm.
I was new to the industry. It was very intimidating. I'm like, okay, great. We're going to go. You're going to know all these people from talking to them online. I don't know anyone. And the first time walking in, it was at Printed Threads, and there was just like all these printers everywhere. And it's funny, you know, they all got the look. They're like tattoos, black hoodie. They used to be in a band. And so, but it was immediately like comforting because you kind of go and like everyone's kind of similar, has a similar vibe. And it was scary, but luckily he had known a few people online. So we kind of met them for the first time in real life. And from there, it just bloomed because they'll introduce you to someone else. And by the end of the weekend, I was like, ah, cool. Like I actually feel like part of the community now. And we learned so much. I think got tons of mindset work, like the education, the getting to be among like other people in the industry and actually they know what you're talking about. It's incredible. And we got to share tips. We learned so much from other people just from like the breakout sessions and talk and shop, and then came home so inspired.
It's a guilt-free way to talk about printing all weekend and you're not annoying anyone.
Yes. So,
I love it.
Do you like that one, Bruce?
I love it. That's really cool. You guys have been to some of the great ones too, because Made Lab does such a good job of elevating the event. Like I feel like I hit a limit of, I think this is pretty good, but they were just like, no, there's another level of quality to events and venues and just spaces and the things that you do from Fort Worth to Newport, and then I'm sure Cleveland this year. There's an incredible list of speakers. I didn't get to see Alex, the economics guy. I can't pronounce his last name, so I'm just going to say that.
Alex, you know, the economist, got, baby.
Alex, the economist. That's perfect. That should be his Twitter handle. We've got Rum and Supercolor talking. We've got Sarah Silverman, who's a psychologist and team building expert, which is really cool and different. We've got people from the promo world. What? For each of you guys, because you're both on different sides of the business, what do you think peaks your interest?
I mean, I'm most excited to hear from Derek Hess. We're both art nerds, so I'm kind of ashamed I didn't know of him beforehand, but it's just another reason why going to events like this is good, because it broadens your mindset and it's usually stuff you're interested in. But I started his documentary on YouTube. It's so interesting and super inspiring. It's very, like, it shows the butterfly effect, how one thing leads to another. Someone takes a chance on you. And that resonates so much with me, with our story. And I think a lot of business owners.
I'm on DerekHess.com. He's got some trippy art. This is
really cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited to like hear from him. But the cool thing about Print Hustlers is there's people that talk from outside of the industry. You know, or affiliated to it in some way or another, but you just learn these, like, I don't know, I'm a nugget person. So like, I just, you know, I'll listen, but I'll just jot down like bullet points of like what really like drives home for me and like what I think I can do to help like in my shop. Cause I, you know, I kind of like am the ops person now. And so there's just those little things from different people where you take that bit of knowledge and like figure out how to implement it. Like last year, Stephen, you talked.
I was gonna ask you, what was your favorite talk of all time of all the Print Hustlers that you've been to? Okay, go ahead.
So I really liked when you talked. You had a great presentation, but like the one thing that like I really like I put into like everyday practice is you talked about implementing with intent. And that was just something I wasn't good at. I had to talk to her about it last week because she kind of just like changed a bunch of stuff on the operation side and didn't really tell anyone. And I was like, whoa,
it was an experiment.
This was not implementation with intent. Steven would be mad.
Steven.
So anyways, it's just like, that's just like a little, it was a little thing, but like, it's that type of stuff that like now, like that's in my everyday life. And like, I'm always like, how do I want to implement this and make sure everyone's like successful?
One of my favorites was Nigel Barker last year.
Yes.
I know that every girly pop there was probably like gushing over him, but for me, I didn't know much about him. But when he said I had the opportunity to present one sample and I gave them seven or something, I gave them 10. That has stuck with me so much. And it's like, hey, if we're going to do a sampling for someone, don't give them one, give them 10.
Yeah,
go above and beyond. There's just these nuggets. Okay, what about like the after hours stuff?
Where the real stuff happens.
Talk to us about like outside of the conference. What's that like for you all? And I don't know, what can people expect if it's their first one?
What to expect? It's a lot of people like kind of being shy and awkward, and then a few people know each other. So again, it's a little intimidating. I think this year will be the most fun year yet because we actually know more people. So each year you go, that's why I like going regularly, because each year is a new experience. It builds upon the layer before. And my biggest takeaway for new people who haven't gone is just literally fake it and introduce yourself to someone and they will be friends with you, I promise.
So like, yeah, my take on it is something to consider is like, for example, like impressions, right? Like that's, you have a lot of networking opportunity there, but there's a lot of people there and people from maybe like, for example, like we're a screen print shop. We outsource embroidery. There's a lot of people that are like just embroidery shops or just graphic shops or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Like this event is like, it's screen printers and it's more intimate, you know, it's a smaller group of people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're not walking around this giant show floor and like, kind of like bumping into people. Like you're all there to network, like this group of people that is there, they're paying to be there. Like you're there to network with your peers. And so it's just a smaller, more intimate group and everyone there is kind of in the same boat of you.
It's really cool to just be like, hey, like, what's your situation? What equipment do you have? And then the conversation just blooms from there.
Definitely. Were there any catfish like experiences where you thought someone was cooler online than in person?
Besides like Andy and Dylan.
Yeah. You're like, wow, Dylan's a lot taller. I think that was my first impression.
I think my first impression was that he was a lot shorter than I thought.
It just goes hand in hand.
I think also the panels too, where it gets a little more freeform conversation. and people can ask questions and get different people's opinions. I mean, for example, last year, I think it was like DTF, and it's like, all right, you've got, you know, Family Industries. You've got, I think, maybe it was Night Owl and your shop, Steven.
No, it was me, Stoked, and it was Kevin from Stoked, and then Max. It was the three of us.
Yes. So three shops, you know, a good size shops for each of you, and all in very different perspectives and mental reasons as to why or why not we do it in-house or you know, buy the equipment or not. Because I think that a lot of people are thinking about that. So, you know, you've got one side of the spectrum, Family Industries, very large shop. They're just like, we just don't want to deal with that. Like, I don't want the mental load of that. And then you've got the other side, I think, you know, Stoked on what who was buying them all. And, you know, Steven, you were kind of in between. And so like a hybrid model, and having those honest conversations is great. Cause I do feel like, to your point, at impressions or whatever, people are selling stuff. At the end of the day, you know, you're only going to hear a lot of the good stuff, especially even if it's like, oh, talk to this shop who's there at the booth. It's like, yeah, but they're not going to say anything, a con of this while they're there. So that allows to have a really
from non exactly people. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. You get to hear different perspectives. Cause I think when you're a shop owner, you're just in your own little world, and some local areas do talk to other shops. Like, we are pretty friendly with the people local to us, but a lot of times it's competitive. That's just the nature of business. So this way it's great, because you get to learn like little secrets and tips people share freely, because you're not their next door neighbor. They know you're not gonna implement them and steal all their business. It's really trying to lift the whole industry up.
Yeah, you'd be like, what's interesting is my business partners, when I was younger, they'd be like, why are you going to all of these to just tell all our secrets, and like, you guys just share everything? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. That's how he is, because he doesn't want the art of screen printing to like die out. Right?
Ooh, speak on that.
No, he's a purist. Yeah. Yeah.
He is.
I'm like a death to digital type of person. So
there's always gonna be a world for it. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, yeah, I'm passionate about like the craft and the art, and like that's how I learned it, was like in the art form. And then now I get to do it every day.
He encountered a lot of gatekeeping.
Yeah. And I worked in a lot of shops. Like my first job was, I was like 15 years old working in print shops. So I worked in several print shops in our area, and everyone was always like butting heads and like, oh, this guy sucks and they'll never succeed because we know these secrets or whatever.
And online, you said the forums, people were haters.
We code our screens this way and they'll never do it that way. And it's like, I don't care. Like, I just want to be good at this. And that's quickly on why I started my own thing. But the gatekeeping thing is silly.
And part of the thing is, like, we had an open house in May with Anatol. So a couple other shops came, and he was just spending, well, he loved it. He was spending all the time explaining everything. And there was sort of a question. It's like, how do you feel about sharing these intimate things about how we do stuff with other people that are very close to us locally? But he's like, if they learn one tip, that's not going to make or break their business. There's a lot more to it than that. So
yeah. And also, like, at this point, nothing's like a secret anymore in the screen printing world. Like, you can find the knowledge if you look. Like, so if you want to elevate or learn more, like, it's out there. It's online. It's on YouTube or forums or whatever.
All right. Quickly, who are you most, give your friends your shout outs and make sure you call them out of who needs to register, who hasn't registered, who are you expecting to see there? So when they see this, they'll be like, oh crap, I need to sign up.
Yes. Especially because I think this year is going to be like the most fun yet. We have some secret new things we're going to be doing. I can share if you want.
Share something.
So this is going to be the first year we're going to do Shop Shirt Showdown. So we're going to have a contest where whoever wants to join in can, there's going to be an award for the popular vote for the most technical, coolest technical one. And then like weirdest or most creative, and all the attendees get a vote, and we're going to do that. We're going to do like screen printing bingo. So you're going to have to go around and find someone who has this kind of auto, someone who does plastisol, discharge, all that stuff. And we're going to do a scavenger hunt at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There's more, but that's just some of the tips. We're really trying to like bring the vibes this year.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I think everyone is, I just talked to Brett like last week. Everyone's going to bring one of their shop shirts or something, or you wear your shirt on one day. I don't know. So maybe I can get my old Printavo shirt that Bruce gave me for like the first trade show.
It's all pilled up.
It's all pilled and gross.
Thank you guys. I appreciate sharing.
Yeah.
You're so welcome.
No problem.
Make sure you guys go use the code HUSTLERS24. That'll get you a code off. Check out all the supporting sponsors as well. It's very hard to put on these events. So Made Lab and sponsors and helpers like you guys are doing an incredible job to make this an awesome, memorable event. And I think, again, yeah, part of it is all the good content. And then part of it is just being able to meet and have a really good community that you leave and stay in touch with after. So we'll see you guys there November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
See you there.
Thanks so much for helping us out. It's going to be an amazing event. And if you're there, don't be a stranger. Come up and say hi to Bruce and talk his ear off and tell him everything you want in Printavo.
Yes, yes.
You know, you can ask Justin about DTF and I'll just stand there and nod. So love this community and everything that it's got to offer. Looking forward to the year. All right.
Thanks so much for listening. Hopefully that was informative. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like. Don't forget to hit the bell for notifications if you enjoyed this video. If you enjoy all the stuff we're putting out, it's really helpful. We love to just be able to see it. That means that we're doing a good job. To subscribe, hit the bell for notifications and hit the like button. And I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.